This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, October 9th. Well, cattle markets on Friday finally got some relief. After drifting lower for about 3 weeks, we had a nice reversal up after putting in a new low for the move. So it looks like we could well have found a bottom here just based on the price action. Feeders had a nice little jab down and then reversed up on a stock market that was weaker to start with, and it too had a big outside day higher on the much better than expected jobs report. So, you know, while this jobs report kind of stoked fear of yet another interest rate rise, it also shows that 337,000 people were hired last month. You know, those people are going to be, you know, getting a paycheck probably every 2 weeks, putting money into a retirement account, most of those people, that's going to be beneficial to the stock market. It also means that they've got more money to spend. They're going to spend more on food, most likely, eating out, fast food, et cetera. You know, that's part of having a job. You've just got more disposable income. So ultimately, I think that is supportive to beef demand, which obviously is supportive to the live cattle space, which spills over to feeder cattle. In feeders, we are seeing the fall run. Normally, you get some pressure from that, and clearly that has happened this year. But I think, you know, with the tight supply numbers that we have, with heifer retention going on, you know, those supplies of calves get yet tighter, and everybody's competing for that very small supply. I think you can have more demand coming from the Midwest based on a big corn crop and relatively low prices. You're going to have more demand, I think, from the winter wheat guys later on this fall as the winter wheat crop gets seeded and established. And then you've got, I think, more heifer retention and backgrounding calves in the northern plains where they've had a pretty decent hay crop and they've got something to feed them. And then, of course, you have the big feedlots who already would be competing for those calves. I think there's just there's a solid base of demand coming for calves, at least for the next few weeks. That's not going to stretch all the way into, you know, the end of the year. And most likely, if the Northern Plains guys and even Central Plains, if they're holding a lot of calves back, even those heifers waiting to see what happens, you know, a lot of times these guys are selling those calves in January to get ready for the next calving season, kind of lighten the workload a little bit, and for tax reasons. So you're probably going to see a surge in sales or of calves moving to town in January. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. But I think in front of us, the market should be pretty well supported. And for feeders, I think we should at least be able to come back and test those highs that were put in mid-September. That's, you know, $15 away or so. So that's there's plenty of upside room here. But I do think the downside, at least for the short term, is fairly limited. In the cash trade last week, we got rolling pretty early in the week, trading right around 182 to 183, which would be down 1 to 2 on the Fed trade. Dressed at 289 by the end of the week was down 1. Box beef values were strongly higher on Friday, especially on the choice. That was up 425. We're sitting back up to 302. Select was up 101 at 276. The spread gained 324, was sitting at 26.23. Movement was just 97 loads, so kind of light for a Friday. But for the week, we're at 668 loads. That was just slightly below the previous week, and you know, but still a good solid number. Slaughter rate on Friday, 112,000 head. For the week, we're at 611,000. That's 10,000 more than the previous week. And pretty much all of that was done on Friday, where we surged ahead of the previous week. But it's still down 22,000 from a year ago. The dressed weights came in at 829 pounds on the average, which is 2 pounds more than the previous week, still 1 pound less than a year ago. Total beef production last week, 519 million pounds. Feeder cattle index dropped 104. We're at 250.41. We expected to see some pressure on that index because we had a couple days where we were down about $3 or $4 on the average cash. So that's going to obviously be a drag on the index. Looks like Friday we were about $4 below the index as well. So we got a few days where the 7-day moving average is going to be drugged down here in the cash trade. But again, you know, you are seeing that fall movement, and that typically does add some pressure. But I think that the demand base for feeder cattle in general, and I think as you get later into October and early November, for the lighter weight calves is going to be quite strong. We'll see if that happens, but I think there's good reasons to think that that could be in the cards. If you have any questions, feel free to call a 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.